Well, I've been the mayor of Wrangell for the last 2 years, and before that I was on the assembly. I'm an older person and I have a lot of life experience, and I like people.
Is there anything you're especially proud of from the time that you've already been mayor?
Well, one thing is, I'm really pleased to see the Marine Service Center and how it's progressed. At the beginning of that project, I thought it would be a worthwhile project, but I really never did realize, I'm not sure many people did, how well it is and how good it's doing. We could have twice as much room and still have it full.
If reelected, what would your priorities be for the community?
Continue working on getting a hospital built. It's a long, slow process, and I know a lot of people are anxious about it. Hopefully, by the time the election comes around, there'll be a lot of good news about the hospital project that's coming forward.
What do you think is the biggest challenge facing Wrangell right now, and how would you deal with it as mayor?
Well, the main thing is the economy. Wrangell, there used to be, when the sawmills were running, that people could go right out of high school and go to work and actually have a living wages. And that's very difficult for them anymore. They get done with high school, if they're not going through college, they have to move somewhere else, usually to find a job and make a living wage. And I think trying to enhance the economy, diversify it, to in any way we can to make it better for the kids getting out of school.
What specific industries in Wrangell would you try to support or develop?
Nothing really specific, other than like the Marine Service Center and industries like that. Also, the timber industry, it's never going to be like it was 20 years ago. We may as well not even consider that. But we can work to try to develop something and make it better.
As mayor, how would you respond to concerns about mining in British Columbia?
That's a very contentious issue. I know there's a lot of people, and I'm not against mining. In fact, I'm all for mining if it could be done safely. Obviously, with the Mount Polley breach down near Ketchikan, or in that vicinity, this company that's mining does not have a very good record. I'm not certain exactly what all that was, but it was my understanding that dam was never designed to hold back water, but they allowed it in violation of their permits, and quite frankly, apparently, the British Columbia government didn't do anything about it either. So it leaves me thinking that we got a bad situation here, and it could devastate the fishing industry and the community of Wrangell and most of Southeast if there was something like that happening in the Stikine River or a tributary.